In this bulletin, Victoria effectively eliminates coronavirus from the community. Donald Trump says he'll leave the White House if the Electoral College votes against him. And in sport, football great Diego Maradona laid to rest in a private ceremony. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Donat. Victorians are celebrating after the state recorded 4 weeks without any new COVID-19 cases, effectively eliminating the virus from the community. Jurisdictions are widely considered to be coronavirus-free after completing two 14-day incubation periods without identifying any new infections. At the height of Victoria's outbreak, more than 700 cases were recorded in one day. President of the Australian Medical Association, Dr. Omar Khurshid, has described Victoria's milestone as an extraordinary effort.
I think many, many experts said that it was impossible to eradicate COVID from a community that had so many cases like Victoria. And yet again, Australia has proven all those experts wrong, and we have yet another state that has achieved elimination.
South Australia has detected no new cases in the past 24 hours. There are now 23 active cases in South Australia. Home gatherings will remain capped at 10 in the state, and border restrictions will be lifted on December 1st. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended his government's efforts to repatriate Australians stranded overseas. The Department of Foreign Affairs says more than 36,000 Australians have registered their desire to return home, 8,000 of whom are considered vulnerable. Mr. Morrison previously said he'd hoped the government would be able to get everyone home by Christmas. But he's told Radio 4BC in Brisbane that the number of Australians requesting repatriation keeps rising.
We're getting Australians home, but every time, though, we get one home, we get another one extra who wants to come.
That's right.
That's the challenge. So we're meeting the amounts that we hope to achieve by Christmas. It's just that more people are looking to come home.
Meanwhile, an agreement is reportedly close to being finalised between the federal and Northern Territory governments to double the fortnightly cap at the Howard Springs quarantine facility to 1,000 people. United States President Donald Trump says he'll leave the White House if the Electoral College votes against him. It's the nearest he's come to a concession since Joe Biden won the November presidential election with 306 Electoral College votes to Mr. Trump's 232. The Electoral College is expected to meet on the 14th of December to certify the results. To sport, football great Diego Maradona has been buried in a private ceremony attended by only 24 people. The Argentine, whose life was marred by struggles with addiction, died at the age of 60 this week following a heart attack. Well, now the weather across Australia. Perth, partly cloudy, 25. Adelaide, very hot and mostly sunny, 40. Melbourne, partly cloudy, 34. Hobart, mostly sunny, 27. Canberra, partly cloudy, 29. Wollongong, similar conditions, 23. Sydney, also partly cloudy, 26. Newcastle, much the same, 27. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 29. Cairns, a shower or two, 32. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm and a top of 35 degrees. I'm Greg Dyatt, and this is SBS News.